horizontal dimension is the stereobate, and we can refer to the main vertical dimension as the stilobate. Those are terms that may or may not be helpful as we go along. Let's put it this way, a bit more simply. You build a floor. Now, the floor may be built up several steps and several levels, and then you build a structure on that floor. The structure will generally consist, then, of this base of this floor, possibly with steps leading up to it. There will then be a colonnade. We can call that a peristyle. We have a colonnade that runs around the building, usually on four sides, not absolutely always on four sides, but usually it goes around on four sides. Inside that colonnade is one or more chambers. We call this the cella, the cell, the room on the inside of a temple. Okay? So that's the very basic structure. There will ordinarily be passageways around the inside of the colonnade, for example, and then perhaps inside the temple itself. Now, if we start to think about the vertical dimensions of such a building, the key vertical element, the thing we see most obviously, are the columns. Are the columns, all right? A column consists always of two and sometimes of three parts. A column has a shaft. The shafts may be smooth on the outside, or they may be fluted, as we say. Fluted means grooved, all right? The column may have a capital. Excuse me. The column will always have a capital. This is a more or less elaborate design on the top of the column. The column may have a base, a pedestal. This we do not always see. So you've always got a shaft, and you've always got a capital, and you sometimes have a base or a pedestal at the foot of the column. Now, the Greeks elaborated three basic ways of designing and thinking about their columns. In the classical period, the period that concerns us, the Doric and the Ionic orders were the commonest. Now, it will occur to you to ask, does that mean the Doric came from Sparta and the Ionic from Asia Minor? The answer to that question is a resounding maybe. They are named Doric and Ionic, and the Greeks certainly had a sense that this is where they came from. It is not crystal clear that, for example, the Doric is born in Sparta. You see? All right. A Doric column is a column that is very slightly fatter in the middle than at the top or at the bottom. It usually does not have a pedestal. It usually has a very flat, very simple, very unadorned capital. It is sturdy. It is vigorous. It is powerful. It conveys a sense of durability, of strength. The Ionic order is rather different. Tall, graceful, slender, elegant columns, always fluted, fluted very deeply with relatively narrow flutes. It always rests on a pedestal, more or less complex from one place to another, and it usually has a scrolled capital. It looks like a great book scroll. Perhaps you've seen pictures of a scroll, you see? So you imagine laying a scroll over the top of the column, and that's what the capital of an Ionic column looks like. Now, a Corinthian column, more or less in many respects, kind of splits the difference in terms of size, shape, and look of a Doric and Ionic. It's not quite as heavy and massive as the Doric. It's not quite as slender and graceful as the Ionic. Its distinctive feature is an acanthus leaf capital. This became popular later in the Greek world, really after the classical period, and it was particularly favored by the Romans. The Romans built in Corinthian again and again and again and again. But we can say that the Corinthian was somewhat less in evidence in classical Athens. Now, at the very top of these columns, at the very top of these columns, we have a system called the entablature. The entablature is basically the horizontal dimension that sits on top of the vertical columns. Now, imagine this. The Greeks build in what we call post and lintel architecture. If you could hold your thumbs up about 6 inches apart and balance a pencil across them, you have two posts and a lintel. The pencil is the lintel. Lintels can, of course, run from column to column to column to column along the exterior, along the colonnade, or they can extend from column tops back to the walls, the interior walls of the cella. And in most temples, they did both things. On the top of those lintels, springs the roof.